This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. I'm going to take you now to a job fair held in Uptown Charlotte this week.
How are you?
How are you today, ma'am?
It's a sign of how the labor shortage is changing the food industry.
All right, so this is a little brioche donut over a Diplomat cream and some Heath candy bars.
That's the Charlotte Marriott Center City table. There's high-end restaurants here, some small places about to open. There's even a retirement community represented. The fair is organized by the Piedmont Culinary Guild's executive director, Chris Reed.
We sort of need to rebrand the industry altogether to be a more welcoming industry. So we thought that this was a good approach, sort of have music, have food, allowing the chef to engage a potential employee across the table of what they do for a living.
Restaurants have long had a hard time finding and keeping people to staff the kitchens, and wait staff too. But it's been a particularly rough go the past few years in Charlotte. Anika Rucker is the pastry chef at Fahrenheit, an upscale restaurant at the top of Charlotte's skyline.
With all these new restaurants coming in Charlotte, a lot of people are leaving to go to the new places every single day, I would say. So coming in and just want to apply for anything is better than not coming in for an open position, because we might need you the next day. We'll probably call you and have you there by the weekend. That's just how it works here.
Rucker serves potential employees the restaurant's fresh chocolate chip cookies and something on a stick called chicken takoyaki. A former colleague of Rucker's stops by her table.
It's a busy station.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I already know that.
All right, I'll text him.
Joshua Artis is looking for work as a line or prep cook. He knows there's plenty of jobs out there, and so he can be somewhat picky.
It's not about when I'm going to get a job, or it's not about how fast I get a job. It's just about the right job.
What about pay? What are you looking for?
Pay-wise, I'm looking for at least 12.
And do you feel like you can get that pretty easily?
Oh, yes, ma'am. Most definitely.
And with health care. This economy has given employees some bargaining power, which Kristen Weil says is long overdue. She's the editor of Unpretentious Palate, a new online publication that explores the city's food and drink scene. Her recent article, How This Good Economy is Bad for Restaurants, looks at this dynamic.
Yeah, and I don't think all of it is a bad thing, because restaurant workers have traditionally been super underpaid. I mean, we're talking, you know, they're on their feet all day. It's a grueling pace, really high stress, not always having health care. They're working, you know, 70 hours a week and making maybe $24,000 a year is the median, I think. So it's been a problem. And so it's not a bad thing that this competition is out there for those workers. It's hard for the restaurant owners, because restaurants are a traditionally very low profit margin restaurant. Business anyway. So as these labor costs rise, a lot of restaurants are struggling to continue making a profit.
So with restaurants, I mean, there's usually not the standard benefits of vacation time, sick time. What are you seeing restaurant owners, managers offering to potential employees to try to get them on board?
So it depends on the size of the restaurant. Some places are lucky enough to be able to offer those benefits, but that's not always what it's about, because also the quality of life is a big thing. You know, if you're getting health care, that's great, but if you don't have time to spend with the family that's covered with this health care, you know, it's kind of a catch-22. One thing we're seeing for sure is that restaurants are changing in their cultures. So kitchens are becoming a lot more welcoming, a lot more tolerant, partially because I think we're just in changing times where it's not okay to just yell and berate at somebody, but also because they have to keep their staff, and they have to keep their staff happy to do that.
When did the staff shortage really start getting rough?
So it's been rough for a while now, but I think the last year or two has really become almost unbearable for restaurants. And I spoke to Toby Franklin, who's the COO of Ford Fry Restaurants. That's the parent company of Superica in Southend. And he told me that in the past year, their lead line cooks, they were getting $16 an hour a year ago, and now he's up to 20. So that's a 20-25% increase he's seeing in positions and wages just over the past year.
Wow. And is that working?
Well, he told me that they weren't fully staffed when they opened in Southend. So it seems to be kind of working, but still not enough. And they also have a really interesting program there where they basically tell people, come work for us and we'll foster your talent. We'll train you to become an executive chef, a front of house manager. And so they've created their own little university system where they can ensure growth for their people.
How did they afford making that jump in wages?
As it was explained to me, you know, their philosophy is there's so much competition for dining dollars that if you're not hitting 100% across the board with service, with food, with ambiance, then you're not going to earn those diner dollars. And so to them, it's worth it to hire people and keep that talent and ensure that the kitchen's running smoothly, that the food is coming out properly all the time, and try and bring in more diners that way. Because, you know, one of the things that concerns me as a food writer with this shortage is that restaurants, the consistency is just not there. But so many kitchens have such high turnover that they can't maintain a quality all the time.
So does that mean their profit margins are thinner, or is that passed on to the customer then?
A little of both. So profit margins are slimmer now than they've been in a while. That's partially because of labor costs. It's also because in Charlotte, rising rent is also another thing. We're growing as a city really quickly, so all the desirable neighborhoods have skyrocketing rent. You also see food costs going up, and diners are only willing to pay so much. As a diner, if you ask me, hey, would you pay an extra $3 on this meal to make sure that this kitchen staff gets health benefits, I say sure. But nobody thinks about it that way. So I was hoping that this story would start that conversation of what are we willing to pay for to make sure that the people who give us these great experiences are taken care of as well.
Kristen Weil, editor of Unpretentious Palette, thank you.
Thank you.
And for some perspective, about 113,000 people in Mecklenburg County are in the food industry. That's about 9% of the labor market here. They account for 3% of total wages.